Hey, everybody, and welcome to Renewing Your Mind with Dave Mitchell, and I am Dave Mitchell. So on today's episode, today's podcast, I wanted to share with you guys something that I read, try to read it daily, but it's a daily devotional. So a devotional is a set time that you set aside to read or to listen to, read or watch or some type of content that would give you value and help you gain perspective and give you the bigger picture type of approach. So one of the things that I've had for a long time that I read is from an author and a really great leader, John C. Maxwell. He leads leaders and teaches leadership and helps encourage people to find leadership in leading their home, leading their offices, leading their lives, leading a team of people or their family. There are certain principles that just work, and they work without your knowledge. Right now, gravity is working wherever you are because it's a law. There are certain things that just work if you work them. So with today's leadership, and I'll be reading from his book, Leadership Promises for Every Day. And I've had this for at least 15 years, at least. But truth never gets old. So today, March 4th, today's topic is the right attitude comes first. The right attitude comes first. So it's coming from scripture in Numbers 13, verse 30 through 31. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let's go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone with them said, "We're not able to go up against these people, for they're stronger than we." Now, John Maxwell says, how could there be such differing opinions on the same topic? Because there was a difference in attitude. An attitude makes all the difference. The development of a positive attitude is the first conscious step towards becoming an effective leader. Successful leadership cannot be constructed without this crucial building block. Check out the following attitude axioms suggested by the words and actions of Joshua and Caleb. Our attitude determines our approach to life. Our attitude determines our relationship with people. Our attitude is often the only difference between success and failure. Our attitude at the beginning of a task will affect its outcome more than anything else. Our attitude can turn problems into blessings. Our attitude is not automatically good just because we belong to God. That's an excerpt from the Maxwell Leadership Bible. Hey guys, hope you got some value out of that in thinking about your attitude, as today is Monday, first day of the week, the best day of the week. And it's always a good day to renew your mind, and stay connected with us via this awesome app, Anchor, and all across our social platforms, Renewed Mind. We are Renewed Mind Music and Media Group, and thanks for tuning in. Continue to renew your mind.